Fat Joe, Ja Rule and Ashanti on 959. What's love? It's Karabi. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we everywhere. Kicked it off with them do Mpinching Poncho. So in Unati's last 30 minutes, she played Masimbela, which is a CKZ track, which is actually a diss track to MDU. We thought it would be best to get Nazi if we opened up with an MDU track, a classic nonetheless. And you know how it goes. Everybody seems to have enjoyed it.
Pinching ball. You see, so that's it. Yo, that's not possible. Let's say, I say, so good. Oh, so you're not chewing on the wheel, man. Yeah. No, show for them by Yamba de Plag of Sizoa. Pinching ball.
You know, the Eli, got a fast three. So we said two already. Fast get very non glumina among a male, I just say. So vele uqaqile uyazi nawe siphethe level 3 manje lockdown is a bit eased up, you can even go out until later a bit at night 10 p.m. and then ke yeah amafuna ukuyisa two ngawuyisa but inamba yasho still
awudanki msizi west awudanki mfowethu ayi on the street on the air sign is register mfethu exhibeni siyasutha si on siphakathi danki
phakathi inside
msizi west bafethu msizi west ayi wayivula kamnandi abakuyeke mpintshi imponjo abakuyeke hayi wayesiqala kamnandi ngemonday hayi I Monday say pelila, I say pelili Monday. I can't drive, Bob. What the streets on the M? Suzuki, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Avang Shivanzi.
Mala season, ping, ping, the panzo yetu unlanda eka imping jumpojo. The Monday, magtakte sibukio, bye bye.
Thank you, Tom Suzuki. Ah, welcome back, puti putas. Asibangeneni ke manje seqalile leyo nto leyo mrhodu manje seyisukile bafithi nale rhodu man selifikile
awumpentshi impawu
tanko
awumpentshi impawu
obvious on the street on the fikile mfana msula ashaya inamba ye mzizwe shaya inamba mfana Robbie Goval, I'm so to call me Zoom. Happy birthday, Sandman! Happy birthday, Sandy!
That's funny. Happy birthday, Sandman, for real.
Pinching Poncho. Pinching Poncho. Oh, yeah. Pinching Poncho. Pinching Poncho. Our time to see. Before we became parents, huh?
I'll sugar in my door. Okay, and with that, let the show begin. Welcome to it. Car drive on the streets, on the air. Kat, this thing happened about 26, 27 years ago, right?
Yeah.
It was when the internet was just about to begin. And this guy went and started something which was called AuctionWeb.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, they used to be classified. So you'd go to a paper, and if you're looking for something, you'd find it in the classifieds. And so this guy started AuctionWeb. And what he initially sold there was a broken down laser pointer. So he listed it on the internet.
Yeah.
And then a year later, he sold it for $14.83.
Wow.
AuctionWeb would later go on to be known as eBay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's eBay. Right.
Yeah.
I think by the end of 1997, they were doing over $7.2 million in sales. But because you list your own products on eBay, people sell all sorts of things there, like the weirdest things.
Yes, they do.
And so last week, Kanye West had a listening session in a stadium, and the stadium was sold out. But somebody then started selling air from the stadium. I'm not even lying to you. Somebody bagged air. They put it in a Ziploc bag. And then they said, Donda drop air. And they listed it. And people were bidding for it.
That's crazy.
$3,333 the last time I saw two bids, which is equivalent to about 50,000 rand. So imagine that. 50,000 rand for air that was from a stadium. It doesn't end there. There's been all sorts of things that have been sold on eBay over the years. And these things are all equally crazy. For me, I don't know why anybody would do that, right?
Mm.
Somebody once sold a grilled cheese sandwich on eBay for $28,000. And do you know why it sold for that much?
Why?
Because the grilled cheese looked like it was a face of Virgin Mary. So you know when you grill cheese, it melts?
Yes.
Yeah. $28,000 in 2004.
The craziest thing is that people buy these things.
Dude.
That's crazy.
Then somebody put a jar on eBay saying that the jar had a ghost in it. So he contained the ghost in the jar.
Oh,
and he sold that for $55,000.
No, I think we should go into business with eBay. There's money there.
Then it just gets me thinking, what's the silliest thing you ever spent money on? Because, I mean, why on earth would I want to buy bagged air?
Yeah. Well, look, the one thing that I was like a surprise, because, you know, for my birthday, I bought those balloons that everyone buys for their birthdays.
The number balloons.
The number balloons.
Yeah.
And it was my first time buying them. And I didn't realize how pricey they actually are.
Yeah.
One balloon is like $150.
No.
And you think it's like, I don't know, $60 or something.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize number was the high. $150.
Yeah, and a good stack of balloons, the guy was telling me, is like a grand.
But then sometimes people buy those and they make like a name out of it. Like, happy birthday so-and-so. Like, mm-hmm. 15 letters.
Yep.
So if it's $150 a piece.
Yep.
I wouldn't even put your full name. I'll put initials. Be like, happy birthday K or HBK. That'll be that. Okay. No ways. $150.
Yep. And I spent the money because I was just like, it's my 30th. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Sandman, what's the silliest thing you ever spent money on?
Me, myself? No, I don't really spend money on silly things. I'm very stingy, even with myself. But I will say, do you guys remember years ago that rumor that Enrique Iglesias sold his mole? But
really?
It turns out that he never sold the mole. He removed it, but then a radio DJ in America offered him $1.1 million to buy his mole. And then Enrique said, he just unfortunately doesn't know what the surgeons did with it. Had he known that this guy wanted to buy it for that much, he would have made a plan. But by then, I think it was obviously discarded of. But yeah, somebody wants to buy his mole for $1.1 million. What?
So it depends how they removed it. So if it was surgically removed, as in like they took a scalpel to it and cut it off, then you'd still have the mole. But if it was like laser removal, then the laser would have burnt it, so he wouldn't have it. Which makes sense. But imagine $1.1 million down the tubes. No, Enrique and I would have gone to this guy and just given him a blob and said, here's the mole. He would have never known. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a shout. What is the thing you, like the silliest thing you ever spend money on? Give us a shout. 086-000-959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959. It's Kai Drive. Welcome to the show. It's going to be a great week because today is going to be a great show.